This song is basically a verse-chorus format. We'll have an 8-measure verse, followed by a 10-measure chorus. Then we'll go back and do the verse again and the chorus again. And the second chorus will have a different ending. So we'll have a different measure for measure 10 the second time. So let's start with the verse. Here are what the first 4 measures sound like. So let's start with just the first 2 measures. Here they are by themselves. So left hand is playing the C below middle C with its 5th, and the E above that with its 3rd. And it will hit this a total of 8 times, each one being a quarter note. 1, 2, 3, 4, measure 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. The right hand will start with a melody, and the D right above middle C with the 4th, down to middle C, back up to the D, up to the E, hit the E again, and then play the G below middle C with your 1st. Then you'll come back and hit that E above middle C again, but this time with your 3rd finger, and that's in measure 1. So measure 1 is D, C, D, E, E, G, E. And when we put the left hand in, when the right hand plays that D, left hand's playing C and E. The sustain pedal goes down right there. Right hand plays middle C by itself. Comes back to the D, left hand strikes again. Right hand plays the E. When it plays the E again, left hand strikes again. Then right hand plays the G below middle C with the 1st. Left hand strikes again. Then right hand plays that E above middle C with the 3rd by itself. And that's measure 1. Here it is again. Then measure 2 starts off the same way. Left hand is playing the C and E for 4 beats. Right hand starts off D, C, D. So that's the same thing we did at the beginning of measure 1. But right here's where it changes. We go up to the G above middle C. So in the second measure, right hand's playing that D, C, D, E, and then up to a G. And that D should be being played with the 2nd finger. Because at the end of measure 1, I made you play that E with the 3rd. Now let's go just this far. Measures 1 and half of measure 2. So right hand, D, C, D, E, E, G, E with the 3rd, D, C, D, E, G. All that's left is left hand hits the C and E again. After that right hand, I want you to play the A above middle C with your 5th. So just move it over to play that. And that's measures 1 and 2. Here they are again. Now let's take a look at measures 3 and 4.